Hey, good morning. It is Party Line on this Tuesday, July 7th, 2026. Hope everybody had a great 250th celebration just this past weekend. Shan Sheridan with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays of Party Line, and glad to be with you indeed, and glad to be free indeed, for sure. Also want to shout out my mom's birthday tomorrow, and won't be on the air tomorrow, so I thought I would just say happy birthday, Mom. I know she always likes to tune in to HoosierlandTV.com. Isn't that great that we have a an opportunity to be able to do this all over the world? People can catch up with things if they've not been in Frankfort for a long time, whatever the case may be. Maybe they grew up in Clinton County. They can keep up all things North Central region, Clinton County, Frankfort, right here on WILO, HoosierlandTV.com, Boone's Best. It's all right here, Casper Media. We greatly appreciate that. Each and every day. Also, besides Mom's birthday, I wanted to also make a correction. Fair in Flora is not good. The Carroll County Fair is not going on right now. It's next week. So Clinton County and Carroll County Fairs are on the same week. I think you may be heard earlier differently, but we'll get that corrected. It is the Carroll County Fair is next week with Clinton County Fair, starting actually this weekend. So make sure you get out to the fairgrounds, both in Flora and in Frankfort, and get some good stuff. I mean, they got all kind of good things, and of course the 4-H'ers out there making it happen. Really some fun things ahead. Okay, before we bring, we got a great show today for you. We've got the mayor of Delphi, Cameron Yates, going to be joining us at the top of the hour. And then we've got Rachel Milburn just coming up in just a little bit, Youth Services Manager at Frankfort Community Library. Before we do all of that, though, we wanted to let you know that, speaking of the fair, head to Clinton County Fair for WILO Buddy Night. That's coming up a week from today, Tuesday, July 14th, or Thursday, July 16th. Pick up your free Buddy Night sticker at Lennon's Furniture and Mattress, Coca Coffee, or the Center Township of Clinton County office. They buy one, then buy one ride, all night wristbands for $25, and your buddy gets one for just $5. So you can't beat that. For $30, everybody gets to ride. Two people get to ride. So $25 for you, $5 for a buddy. So invite a buddy, and you know, just make sure you leave some money for some cotton candy and lemon shake-ups and ice cream and all that good stuff. So make sure you do that. All right, weather. We want to talk a little bit about the weather today. Patchy fog, and then I think that's going to burn off about 9 o'clock. High today of 83, a little nicer. Tonight, low of 63. Tomorrow, 85. And then Thursday, looking at a high of 86 and a chance of a thunderstorm or two. So not too bad. Kind of a summer pattern for sure. And a lot going on. Speaking of patterns, there's a lot going on. There's a pattern going on at the Frankfort Library, and it's called busy. There's a busy pattern. Rachel joining us right now, Rachel Milburn, Youth Services Manager. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good, and happy birthday to your mom.
Hey,
that's
thank
awesome.
You. Thank you very much. She'll be 85 tomorrow, so
that's awesome.
Yeah, appreciate that. Thank you. She greatly appreciates. She always loves hearing about what's going on at the library, because she's always said, you guys have such a great library. You have such a, there's so many things that go on. Unlike sometimes how we even, our own, you know, locals, we get down on ourselves. People that see us from a different angle really appreciate Frankfort, Clinton County, and all the things that are here. And one of those gems for sure is the public library system that we have. And Rachel, you guys make it happen each and every day, and you just have so many activities going on. You got so much going on.
We do. We have a ton coming up this month. We still have a lot left of summer to enjoy. And this week is an exciting week because we have the magician. He is going to be today. He'll be at Michigan Road Library. And then on Thursday, he'll be in Scanta Theater. It's Mark Lehman, who is a very popular magician who's been doing magic for 50 years in the state of Indiana. So So a lot of people have seen him do magic throughout the years here.
Yeah, he's fantastic. I've been here for, like I said, 40-some years, and I remember him doing magic back 30-some years ago at an event that I was at. So he is certainly a staple around here. And he's going to be here today at 5 o'clock and then again on Thursday, right?
Yes, yes. He came to all four of our locations this year. So he's already been to Rossville, and it was really cute. I brought my grandkids. And my granddaughter said, it was really adorable, she said, I wonder if he can awaken the magic in me.
Yeah,
so cute.
I think that is hilarious. That is so cute. That because the opportunity to be able to see, and I can imagine you get a kick out of seeing those kids' eyes when he does something that's like spectacular, and they just look at that and they're like, wow.
100%, and it did. It was like she was amazed. They were just sitting there in absolute shock the whole time because he just brings so much joy and wonder. He's funny. His tricks are just fascinating, and the kids have so much joy when they come, and it's just that event is free. It's open to all ages. And it's just such a great event, and I'm so grateful to our sponsors that made that possible, so that we can have it at all of our all of our spots. We have Edward Jones, Brian Reeves, CFP that made that possible, and then also Ginny Royalty, who just wanted to make sure kids got to see the magician. He's just, wow, it's just such a fun show. I just hope a lot of people come on out because it's something that's worth seeing for sure.
Absolutely. And it's 5 o'clock at Scanta Theater. I'll be unfortunately dipping ice cream tonight, but hey, if anybody wants to go to the show, come out and get some ice cream.
Tonight's the one in Michigan Road, and then 5 o'clock on Thursday.
Yes.
In Scanta.
Okay, Scanta is Thursday. Okay, I've got my papers messed up here. So Tuesday tonight is Michigan Road. That's 5 p.m., and registration is required, but it is a free event, right?
Yes, yes.
And then Thursday, July 9th, 5 p.m., Scanta Theater, again, no registration required. It's a free event. And the reason being because you just have smaller space there in Michigan Town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I understand. Well, Marcus does a great job, Magician Marcus, and hopefully that you guys will see a big crowd both places tonight and again on Thursday night. But that's not all. You've got so many other things going on for youth. And I think that is such a great asset that we have in our library system, that it's all ages. I mean, you're reaching, older, middle age, and then you really have some specialty programming for the younger kids like this, coming up July 16th, you got the school age special.
Yeah, the school age special. These have been so much fun. We have Miss Stephanie that's teaching these. And she's doing, the next one coming up is going to be making sun catchers. And then she's also going to do, they're going to repurpose CDs to make spinners.
Oh.
Those classes are just so much fun. And that's another one I brought my grandkids to.
Yeah.
And they go to it and they come out and they say, when's the next one? So that's how much fun they have when they go to her program.
Now, you can tell my age. I would be, if it was school-age kids for me back in the day, would be taking the 8-track players and making something, 8-track tapes. Because that's what I started. Well, actually, vinyl. Started with vinyl, then it went to 8-track. Of course, some of these kids are like looking at these CDs going, what's this?
they are. The vinyl, now we actually vinyl is something we actually check at. You can actually check the vinyl out now.
It's coming back.
Yeah. We actually use that for listening now because it actually, as you know, I'm sure that it has a better quality of listening. But I will tell you that we had the old cameras on display upstairs, and the kids said to me, they go, "How do you use those to make a phone call?"
Oh my goodness, it cracks me up.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my great granddaughter was at church. We were at church the other day for a birthday party. They had the fellowship hall, and we have a phone that's on the wall, and with a cord hanging down. And she looks up and said, "Papa, what's that?" And so I said, "Hey, let's do this." So I had my wife call, and the phone rings. I said, "We got to answer it." And she couldn't believe that it was a telephone that was connected to the wall. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing. But you get to see that really each and every day when you're working with youth at the library, because they get to explore new things, and you're introducing them to new things all the time.
Yes, I love it. It's wonderful.
Okay, so we have School Age Special. That is happening July. You've got Thursday, July 9th, and then Thursday, July 16th, and then Tuesday, July 21st, and then Thursday, July 23rd. So you've got the T's crossed, right?
Yeah.
for this month. And what else can they expect? They're doing the CD. Is there anything else that they're going to be doing? You're going to be at Rossville, Mulberry, Michigan Road. And, of course, Frankfurt.
Yes, yes. And she always, there'll be an educational element in each one of those, and then just some good fun. And she usually has something for them to bring home.
Yeah, and that's always fun. A kid can, believe me, over the years, because back we used to take the kids to the holiday, when you guys did holiday direct decorations and make things for parents and things. I still have little toys and things from back in the day when the kids were making stuff for holidays. You got tween game night. Tell us a little bit about that. That's kind of tonight.
Yes, they love, our tweens and teens love game nights. It's one of our most popular events. We have snacks at those, and it's just time for them to come in, hang out with some friends, chill out, and play a game. And this one is the game that we're planning on playing is bingo. We do, if the kids get there and they're like, that's not really the game we want to play, and they say they want to play something else, we switch it up and play what they're wanting to play. But the goal tonight is bingo, and if that doesn't happen, then we'll play a game they want to play.
Tell me about Century Bottles.
So Century Bottles, that actually is happening because it was requested that we do it again. And these are made, they're bottles that they make where you can, turn them over and move them, and they make, nice little, kind of look like lava lamps. And they're pleasing to watch. And we had made them several months back, about a year or two ago, and some of the kids said, mine has kind of started to not work as well anymore. Can we do that again? And so we're bringing that one back by popular demand. So it was a very popular program in the past, and we're doing it again. So I definitely recommend it because it was definitely well-loved the first time.
And when I say sensory, that is S-E-N-S-O-R-Y, not century. But sensory, and that so you're making kind of like a lava lamp out of bottles. So you're putting different materials in, and it certainly ignites the senses. So that's why it's a sensory bottle. Yeah,
exactly. Yes.
And that's coming up next Tuesday, July 14th, 5 to 6:30. No registration required for that. And then we'll stay on the subject of lighting and sensory with. You got camping lanterns. You guys are going to be making lanterns?
Yes, they're so cute too. My programmer, Miss Jessica, which everyone loves, has been making these for samples coming up, and they are beautiful. She may be one that is in the style of Hello Kitty, and I have it hung in my office now. But they are very beautiful, so I definitely recommend these. She's going to teach them how to make these. It's pretty cool to be able to make something like that.
Yeah, and again, I want to remind our listeners and viewers today that these are things that are just offered by the public library that are free. I mean, unless there's sometimes you may have to pay for or bring some material and things, but most of these things are always free, especially if there's no registration required. And it's a lot of opportunity to learn, but yet have some fun while learning.
Yes, exactly. And that's the goal, education, entertainment, just fellowship.
Absolutely, and getting the kids engaged. I think that's the key. Speaking of engagement, coming this Saturday, July 11th, we're going to engage the dinosaurs again. The dinosaurs are coming back. Dinosaur dirt pudding.
Yes. I want to sneak into that one. That's Miss Allison doing one of her cooking programs, which are always very popular. And they're going to have dinosaur dirt pudding and learn one of her delicious recipes.
Well, and then on the topic of dinosaurs, you got Dino Lab with Mr. Science as well.
This one, I am so excited that we were able to get him here in our county. He is nationally famous. He's been on like the Today Show. He's done the talk show circuit, and his like experiments that he does are so exciting. And he's going to have fossils that kids will get to touch. He's going to simulate a meteorite going off on stage. It's going to be like a really exciting program, and I'm so excited for him to visit Clinton County. And I just also, I'm excited that like this man, he's traveling all over the country doing Dino Lab all over the country. And I'm excited that one of the places he's going to be is our awesome community. So I'm very excited about
and,
that.
And he's going to be in all four of the communities, correct?
Yes.
Michigan Road, Rossville, Mulberry, and Scanta Theater. So July 22nd, he will be at Michigan Road at 1 p.m., and then Wednesday, July 22nd, he will be at Scanta Theater at 5 p.m., and then Thursday, July 23rd, he'll be at Rossville Library at 1 p.m., and then Thursday, July 23rd, he'll be at the Mulberry site at 5 p.m. So, really, you're getting a big bang for the buck there. You're going to keep him for a couple days and really utilize him.
For sure. Yeah, I'm just really thrilled. I can't wait. And hopefully the kids really enjoy that, because I think it's going to be so much fun. His presentations are so exciting and high energy.
So we've got the dinosaur dirt pudding coming up Saturday, and then you're going to be in Dino Lab, where you're going to get to touch even relics of dinosaurs. Coming up on the 22nd and the 23rd. And then today and next Tuesday, in fact, in just a few more minutes here between 10 and 10:30, Tiny Tykes. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we have our new Miss Mariella, who is our early literacy educator. And she is doing Tiny Tykes and Little Learners, and she is absolutely so much fun. She brings so much energy singing and telling stories and working with the little ones, and she just brings a lot of joy to the programs. So I definitely recommend coming out for her preschool programs. I've seen the stories she's doing this month, and they're a lot of fun. She puts a lot of care into planning these programs.
Well, I think this is a great opportunity to let people understand too that this is not babysitting. This is really getting kids engaged and getting them active learners and being able to really get excited about knowledge and finding out more about the world they live in and how they got here and being able to draw and use art. So this is designed for 18 months to 3 years, and it's going to start at 10 o'clock today and again next Tuesday as well, 10 to 10:30.
Yeah.
And if you have a tiny tyke, but then you might have a little learner, and that's designed for ages 3 to 7, and similar program, correct, Rachel?
Yeah. Yes, just the, it's very similar. Just the crafts will be a little bit more advanced, and then the stories will be a little bit more advanced, but very similar.
And these are, again, Tuesday, July 7th today, and then next Tuesday, the 14th, 10 to 10:30 for the tiny tykes, and then 11 o'clock for the little learners. And again, I go back to your comment about Marcus, the musician. You get to see this also, not just in magic tricks, but when kids, they draw something, or they're coloring something, or they're creating something, or they're cooking something. They get that childlike, it's something that nobody really can explain. You know, when you see that in a kid, you're like the aha moment. You know, it's just that the kid has that awakening, I guess.
Oh yes, it's just like the wonder, the wonderful wonder that is awakened, and it's so exciting. This summer, it's just been an absolute joy watching kids come into the library and read books with their family. As I walk through the children's department, I'm seeing moms and families reading books together and playing together. We have a dino dig set up where the kids can play in the sand and dig for dinosaurs. And I'm hearing them talk about which dinosaur pieces they've found as they dig in there together, and just enjoying those times. And I've even seen children thinking that maybe there's an actual dinosaur in the library, which was really cute.
Yeah, that is cool.
That's adorable.
Well, there may be some dinosaurs, but that would be when I walk in. So I'm getting to be that age. Well, we got a celebrity that's going to be a local celebrity.
Yes.
That's going to be coming in Saturday, July 25th.
I think this might be one of the things I'm most excited about, that we are going to have Frankfurt's own celebrity. And we're going to hear about from our own children's author of Pretty Kitty in the Magnificent World. And it's during the Hot Dog Festival. So when people are out and they need to just get a break from the heat, and they want to come in and get a break, they can come over to the library and sit down in the air conditioner and hear about Pretty Kitty in the Magnificent World from our own children's book author.
Yeah, Susan Rook's going to be there July 25th, has authored Pretty Kitty and the Magnificent World, and that's going to be coming up at Scanta Theater. No registration is required for that. That's a free event. And how fun will that be? That's going to be a lot of fun. The kids can hear more about the tales of Pretty Kitty.
Yes, I think it's going to be very exciting. We have two copies of that story in the library, and it's been checked out a lot. And it also has been utilized a lot in the family literacy program with tutoring. And I just know that the kids are going to be so excited to actually get to have a chance to hear from her.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Of course, these are all youth events. The library has so many other things going on. I mean, between concerts, between different educational, informational meetings and lectures and things of the nature. This is all youth-oriented, which really is something that we want to just keep instilling in our young people, that the library is a good place to be. The library is a good place to go, and it's a great place to not only learn, but you can actually have fun at the library.
I agree 100%. It is definitely the place to be. It is a cornerstone of our community.
No doubt. So how do folks get a hold of you, Rachel? How do they get involved in any of these programming? Maybe it's, I know we always want to give out the website, but what are some ways that they can get a hold of and contact you guys at the library?
They can give us a call at 765-654-8746. Or, like you said, they can visit our website at myscpl.org.
Yeah, and don't forget, tonight, July 7th, 5 p.m. at Michigan Road is the magic show. Registration is required, so you need to call the number. Is there a different number they need to call for Michigan Town Road?
They can call either. They can call that one, too, and still register.
Okay.
So at 8746.
Okay, yeah. as long as they get registered, because they need to know how many people are coming, because space is limited.
Yeah.
Unearth the story. A magician, Marcus Lehman, going to be in town, in Michigan Town, on Michigan Road, the library there on Michigan Road. Going to be a lot of fun. Well, Rachel, you're doing the Lord's work. We appreciate what you do, and we thank you so much. You're the youth service manager, and keep up the great work.
Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
Yeah, thank you. You too. Rachel Milburn, youth services manager for Frankfort Community Library, and they do awesome work. So, make sure you reach out and find out all of the different activities that are going on at not only the Frankfort Public Library, but you got Michigan Road, Mulberry, Rossville. It's the whole system here in Clinton County, and we are so fortunate for that. We're going to take a quick break at top of the hour here, and we're going to take a quick break, come back over here talking to Mayor Cameron Yates of Delphi here on Party Line. We'll be right back.